Welcome to Real Talk Sundays. The podcast for the people, by the people.
Because some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
What day is it, Val?
Sunday.
New year, new us. You know? That's what day it is. But I want to do... I'm your host,
new
Amanda.
New year, new RTS.
Yeah, dude.
That's good.
I'm your host, Amanda. Welcome back to another episode of Real Talk Sundays.
I'm Val.
This is my co-host with the most, Valor Schmee. We also want to shout
out... me that now? You know who used to call me Valor Schmee or Val Smallery? Was Autumn from Treasure Valley. That's who used to call me Smallery. When you said that, I was like...
Autumn.
You don't ever call me Smallery.
Do you remember? I remember side story about fucking Autumn, dude. Thinking about it, Autumn.
Autumn
should have been
well.
A bitch that I was like, hey, Autumn. But like, yeah. She scared me. Yeah. But she was on a basketball scholarship there. She's fucking OG. She's a little gangster. And I remember all of the people, we were at like an assembly.
Yeah.
And they were all introducing themselves. They're like, hi, I'm Brittany. And they're passing, hi, I'm Tiffany. We get to Autumn. She goes, I'm Autumn. And the whole auditorium was like, ooh. And I was like.
But her voice wasn't even that deep. If you talked to her, it was deeper. But yeah, I think like, she just like came out like
hey,
that.
Autumn. Anyway, side tangent. So we wanted to catch up a little. It's been a good couple weeks for us. Year came to an end. You know what I mean? Like, I'm super.
We're so grateful.
2023 was a great year. I was fucking looking at my year just through my pictures, right? And even Snapchat was like, you're a year in review. And I was like, holy shit, what a great year. But, you know, just a little update with fucking Val, with me. And we're going to talk a little bit today about New Year's resolutions and what the hell that's all about. And, like, our experiences with New Year's and that joke. But, no, with up with you, it's been a fucking, I feel like a very productive Q4. Of 2023
RTS.
For you.
No, let's just talk about RTS first.
Okay, with real talk. We've done a lot,
you
guys.
We've done a lot. We're not even in this in a year yet.
Dude.
You realize that?
Yeah, we've only been about 9 months?
Yeah, because March will be a year.
Yeah, 9 plus 3 is 12.
Yeah.
So 9 months we've been at this, and we decided to take a, you know, shit or get off the pot only a few months ago.
Yeah.
Like 3 months ago, 2.5 months ago. And we're putting some fucking gas behind this. The crazy part is like, we've gone from like giving it, you know, a fraction of our time to way more time, and we're still not giving it 100%, and it's flying, dude.
We're giving it like a day a week, and we're supposed to be doing like 3, according to Brock.
Yeah, we're supposed to be doing a lot more
or
than
maybe
what we're
every
doing
day
now.
I don't know,
but quite frankly, like, I'm just digging this journey, and I honestly was looking back. And I always say this. I'm like, who fucking lives like this, dude? This is so fun. This has turned from the best hobby to, like, hopefully, you know, my job.
Yeah.
And people keep telling me, like, you don't have a job, so just treat it like a job.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to start doing it. That's my New Year's resolution.
Oh, my God. They've been saying that.
I know. No, I really was like, I got to fucking do this. I just got to do this, dude. I got to do it.
But what's crazy is you know what's weirder than that is driving here. I was kind of like, fuck, dude, this was a morning. I had to get here. Like, I'm already late because, you know, I don't like to be late.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
I don't mind it.
Dude, we literally have been doing this. And I was like, I am feeling gratitude because I learned that from you. I am feeling gratitude because I would not be okay if we didn't have this podcast.
This is therapeutic.
I'm feeling a little emotional. Oh, no. No, I'm serious because... Work is so rough, like, I would not be good. Like, you know what I mean? Thanks, RTS. Thank you, everybody.
Let's hold space for that.
Oh, no. Space. What is going on? Hormones.
Oh, I love this.
Speaking of hormones, I'm
just
kidding. God. Stay tuned for that episode.
Yeah, dude. We got some banging episodes coming up.
We got banging guests that we got booked.
We got great guests.
Oh,
like,
we
had a lineup. Like,
yeah.
We've been fucking on some shit.
If
and
If you
want to
be on,
part.
There's a wait list.
There's
Sorry.
A wait. Yeah, dude, we're booked out.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, yeah. But if you do, if you're listening, you're like, I got shit to say, and I'm important. Even if you're not, quite frankly, DM us, dude. RealTalkSundays.com. We got a spot. Send us an email. RealTalkSundays09@gmail. You can hit us up on Instagram. You can now hit us up on the TikTok. We're pretty famous on the TikTok, so you can follow us on the TikTok. Get us up there. But there's a bunch of ways to reach out to us. If we'd love to hear what you guys say, because this is the podcast for the people, by the people. And the best part is all of our guests are fucking real life people. Okay. Yeah. These are fucking people that we've just dug up in our community that, you know.
And they have their own trials and tribulations.
Yeah, they got their own
that we've never been through. And so I'm excited
smart,
to hear.
Smart, funny, quirky people. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, I think RTS has been very therapeutic. One of the, like, I would say, safest, yeah, most, you know, thought-provoking hobby. And I've had, like, two psychics and all of my family and friends be like, I think you need to stop referring to this as such a little casual side mm-hmm. hustle and start really stepping into it. And I'm like, okay. And truly understanding, like, because when people ask me, like, oh, what do you do? I literally go, nothing.
And then, like, she goes, and I'm homeless.
And I'm homeless.
That's what she
said. I was like, I got no job and I'm homeless, but I'm rich, you know, like, doesn't look it, but I feel it. Like, you know, I've been living my best fucking life in 2023, which is really yeah. great, because honestly, the last few years have been dog shit.
Yeah, you deserve that.
This year, I have gone through a lot. But no, I'm definitely looking forward to this next year, what's lined up specifically within this podcast. And I don't know where to, you know, I don't know where it's going to go, but wherever it is, I'm down for the ride. I'm going to ride the wave till it breaks. Like,
well, next stop, we're going to Vegas.
We got trips planned. We got Vegas yeah. in February
and
for Valentine's
May.
Day.
And then in May for
and then
the
in
bachelorette.
May for your bachelorette party.
We're going to be getting those Grazzi points, though. That's all I care about. Bill everything to the room. I'm telling you right
tax
now.
Tax break.
Record that. Bill everything to the room, please. Thank you.
Yeah. So it's just been, honestly, it's been beautiful. And like, I for one, you know, looking back at 2023 and just with everything that went into it, I would say the second half of the year was the pivotal. Mm-hmm. Like, the first half was a traditional, like, all right, I'm just gonna go fucking yeah. go through the motions. But like, selling my house and getting all that shit, packing up my belongings and just getting things shrunk down and moving in the direction that I've always wanted to move in. You know, and being single and like all these things is like, the first half of the year was a little rough, but still full of beauty,
right.
You know, and grace. And then the second half of the year was just fucking fun. I haven't had so much fun. And I'll be driving sometimes, and I get overwhelmed, yeah. this like sense of gratitude. Or I'll be in the shower and I'll be like, oh my God, like, who lived like this? Like, Amanda, you're fucking, and that's the thing, I'm 33, and it's almost this like joke that because I'm a mom or because I'm, you know, in this society that I have to do these things that I don't want to do, and I fucking don't. Like, that's the thing. And I was thinking about generationally, I was like, God, I just look at my parents and how they're such silent sufferers. Like, that whole generation, this is something I want to talk to Zane about. And Zane yeah. was a guy, you know, a guy that we're going to interview. We read his autobiography, but he had me thinking about generational trauma. And I can't wait for you to read this shit. Had me thinking about generational trauma and how our parents are just the shut the fuck up and get it done kind of crowd. Like, yeah. And it just kills me, because you'll be in a career path for however long you fucking want. And they basically are like, yeah, but that's what you need to do to get it done. And I'm over here like, you don't have to be fucking miserable to get your life, to get your bills paid. You don't have to. You can reinvent yourself whenever the fuck you want. It's Tuesday. We're a new me today. You can quit that job. You can take that vacation. And that just kind of, I honestly blame mushrooms. Okay. I do, because that was kind of a really like epiphany for me as far as like, oh my God, we're just here for this human experience for, if we're lucky, a century, in which is a blip, you know? Fucking make this vessel a vibe, make this experience a ride. And it's just,
I think that literally just translates to live life to the fullest.
Do whatever. And it's hard, because it's like, live life like there's no tomorrow. Yeah. Okay, tomorrow's never promised. Absolutely, but you can't live like that, bro. If I knew tomorrow wasn't promised, you know what the fuck we'd be doing today? Not this. Well, sorry about it. This is fun and all, but it takes a long time to edit this shit, okay? Like, I wouldn't be here. I don't know where the fuck I'd be. But
you'd
I'm just
be having a threesome somewhere.
I'd be fucking, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. She'd be like, Val, you know what? I know you're available because we're supposed to record. Can you watch the kids? I need to go do
something. This is what kills me. I think we even talked about it on air. I was fucking supposed to have a threesome.
No, we weren't on air.
We weren't on air?
No.
Never mind. I was supposed to have a threesome and nobody could watch my kids. It's fine. I'm a good mom. Priorities. So this year's resolution is to have a threesome. Specifically, honestly, goals with two women. I would like an all-female
threesome.
Oh,
you've changed it.
But don't get me wrong. I'm going MMF first and then FFF later, okay? But we'll figure it out. And honestly, I've been talking to some
women. You know
women
what I could
like,
picture you doing? I could picture you being in the middle of these two women. Like, the two women are laying down, and you're just doing both things.
Heaven, I'm
like,
in
you're just like, sit back, relax, let me do this.
My fucking Amphor Rose playing in the background. Yes, please. Goddamn. So that's, I think, yeah, just you can do whatever the fuck you want. Whoever told you you couldn't or whatever, like, society pounded in your brain, let's take some mushies and get out of that headspace. Because oh it's my. Not.
You also don't need to take mushrooms
you don't need
to
take
get
mushrooms.
Out of that
you know
headspace.
What you can do? You can meditate.
Yeah, meditate, manifest.
You can, it's just a type of headspace, not necessarily, like, and yeah, manifestation is definitely a byproduct of that. But, like, you're seeking the clarity and the gain to the higher self. And, like, just understanding that this life, and it's crazy too, because all my life growing up, I hear people talk about that, like, you know, design a life that you want to live and, like, do whatever you want to do. Yeah, just fucking, manifest, make it, go get it.
Do you think that people make New Year's resolutions because, like, where did that come from?
Where did that come from?
But I feel like everyone's going for the white picket fence.
Ugh.
And I feel
really?
Like
I feel it's pivoting.
No,
dude.
I'm talking about when we were younger.
Oh, okay, for sure.
When we were younger, that was the dream. And somebody asked me yesterday, why do the movies make things feel like it's so, like, love is so easy and, like, happy endings and all that? And I was like, because they want to. Like
Hallmark.
Hallmark. Like, that's what she was basically asking. But that's basically what we watch is movies of the white picket fence and, like, how you could find that happy ending. But that's not.
Well, you got to think, too, like, the societal pressure that's put on you as and we're talking 90s kids.
Yeah, yeah.
90s kids here. And a lot of our TV and what we looked up to and who we were following and the magazines we were reading. All, you know, all this shit basically pointing to this consumerism and to this, like, this is what you should be. You want a white picket fence? That means you need a house, which means you need a mortgage, possibly a second mortgage. So you can also have the car and you can have the second car and you can have the kid and you can have the second kid. And it's this, like, you graduate from high school, you either go to college or you don't. If you don't,
you
get married.
School,
you go,
whatever.
Yeah, you fucking get married. You have kids. Here we are.
It's a game to get you to do those things.
It's a fucking rat race.
Yeah, I'm not stupid.
I mean, and don't get me wrong, we can go off on that whole woo-doo shit.
But I'm just saying.
But
that's
I think
what
our
is.
Generation had this. Yeah, it was this thick, you know, full on. And you got to think that's what our parents did.
Yeah.
And that's what they considered successful is to have your own property, your own house. Like, I bought my house at fucking 26.
I know that my dad deems that as.
And my mom's like,
success.
Bitch, I didn't buy my own house till I was in my 50s.
Yeah.
Like, girl.
But that was a very good thing.
And it, like, I remember
no matter
buying
what
it.
Society
says. Here's the thing, though. I remember us buying our houses and we being like, okay, what's next? And not being like, holy shit, I just bought $250,000 house. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just spent $100,000, $200,000, $250,000. Like, this is nuts. Like, I'm signed up for,
like,
the next
I own this,
30
but then,
years.
Yeah.
But that was considered the check mark on what the fuck we were supposed to be. And ironically, I felt that I should have been doing that sooner.
But what's crazy, could you imagine if you didn't do that and where you'd be at now?
Oh, no. No, no, no. Especially
because
with money. Like,
you sold your house.
My
and
fucking
look.
Asset. Yeah. That was probably one of my proudest moments where I was like, holy shit, I just bought this house by my fucking self. Like, my shit, my house, my fucking shit. And the crazy part is you gotta, you know, we used to get that ego over our partners where I'd be like, and now I get it, where my mom or my dad would be like, I don't know what fucking bills you're paying to talk to me like that or to keep those lights on. And I'm over here like, oh my God. Yeah.
You,
like,
don't want to take out the trash?
That's
do you want to live here?
Yeah. Just contribution?
I put a roof over your head.
Chores. You should be wanting to do these. Oh, my
scrub
God.
Scrub the floor now.
God damn it. So, like, I don't know. I think for a while, like, our generation's under this this immense amount of pressure, and then it's not till your 30s and 40s where you're like, fuck it. Like, I'm going to do me, and it's because society breaks you. You
but
know
I think
what I mean?
We also saw, because we surround ourselves with people that are motivated and driven, because Casey bought her house first.
Oh, yeah.
That definitely got me thinking, like, oh, yeah, I want to do that. And then it was her, me, then you, like, literally months in between.
Yeah.
Yours was, I got mine the end of March. You got yours in
September.
It was,
end
like, literally months of
and we fucking made money moves in 2017, yeah. which is a great time for yeah. us to buy, dude. And I got the maximum. I fucking paid the lease and got out the most, which is great. The thing is, too, is I think about all the people that are trapped in their head, right? Mm-hmm. I think about all the people who roll their fucking eyes when they hear me talk about higher self and spirituality and stepping outside of yourself and realizing that we're just a part of something so much bigger. And I just think of those people who are so trapped in their own fucking head and they are so scared to face the fact that they're not happy in this marriage with two or three kids, or they're not happy in this relationship with the guy that they thought they were supposed to be with, or a woman that they mm-hmm. thought they were supposed to be with. And then the impending doom I felt when I was 21 walking down the aisle and marrying a man that I shouldn't have never married, but I ended up doing it and learning the lessons that I needed to learn. But, like, you don't have to live this life like that. You don't have to be sad. Mm. You don't have to wake up every day wondering when's it going to end. And you don't have to wake up and ignore and suppress and almost disassociate from those feelings entirely just to cope with the life. You don't like your life? Let's change it. And you can. And, like, I just remember so many people in my life telling me that and hearing, you know, the Tony Robbins of the world and these fucking speakers yeah. that are like, do this, do that. And you're like, yeah, but no, like, how? And you stay in the safe space that is your head instead of getting the fuck out of it. And because you know what it is? It's hard. It's hard to leave your baby daddy and be a single mom. It's hard to sell your house and not have a home. It's hard to fucking quit the job that pays the bills and not have necessarily the perfect plan in place to move forward with mm-hmm. it. But, like, do it. What does that make you happy? And the thing is, you got to have that internal compass, your gut, your intuition's got to be in alignment for you to make those. So if your intuition and you are not aligned, it's even more difficult to make those decisions and feel confident in that direction. So you got to align yourself, you know, give yourself a little intuition test throughout the day, kind of build that trust back with yourself. And I just know people have that feeling in their heart and in their gut every day where you're like, this sucks. Like, I fucking hate this. And I just remember those days being like fucking making breakfast for my kids in a beautiful house with a good looking guy and like doing these things and playing house mm-hmm. and thinking that I was so selfish and self-centered for not being like, wow, how blessed am I? You mm-hmm. know, for not finding the gratitude in these moments with my family because I was so goddamn miserable. Like, I was just angry at myself for selling out, at other people for making me do this, you know, mm-hmm. for doing the house and the kids and the cars and the working 60 hours a week. Like, I just remember just being like, God, you should be fucking grateful that you have all of this, Amanda. Instead, you're sitting here fucking, I'm just making scrambled eggs. And my kids are like, like, I was like, I gotta change this. This is terrible. Like, I gotta change this. And this was the first year that I fucking changed. And I really think everybody else should do it too. I'm not saying sell your house, fucking do, be the nomadic. Yeah. I'm saying follow what you want to do. Yeah.
You want
to
start a business? Start a business.
Start a business. You want to lose weight? Fucking get at it, Mom. Yeah. Like, do you. Like, you want to fucking date women? Date women. Let's go. Be happy because you're going to fucking die. Yeah. So do whatever the fuck you want to do. Within reason, you know, you still have responsibilities. Buddha always was like, you know, telling everybody, you can't abandon this realm's responsibilities. Like, you don't get me wrong. We still got bills to pay. We still got to do that respectfully. But you're now understanding that it's just you're a part of something so much bigger.
Right.
But resolutions to answer your questions, I just found this. Historians often considered the ancient Babylonians to be the first people to have made New Year's resolutions 4,000 years ago. When their new year began in actually mid-March instead of the start of January. So I don't know. They're fucking concept of time here in the 12-month calendar, that's its own little fucking subpart here, but a long 12-day religious festival called Akitu saw them reaffirm their loyalty to the new reigning king crown that year and setting up, you know, different goals or, you know, attributions they want to do. But we were talking about our past resolutions. Have you ever made, like, resolutions, or what's a resolution that you made and you actually accomplished and got that done?
I feel like the only one I can remember is 2 years ago. It was just January. I did the whole 30.
I remember that.
Right? And I lost 15 pounds in 21 days. I can't remember. And then I stopped. I mean, it is what it is. I got what I needed. And that's when I started the gym and everything like that. But yeah, that's the only one I can think of. I'm sure I've said well, I'd like to not drink for 30 days. I'm sure I've done that.
How many times were we like, we're done drinking.
Yeah, we need like, no drink January. And
oh,
then,
no, we stopped
and
drinking.
We've done it. I've done 30 days for sure. Mm-hmm. Or I feel like it was like when we were like, oh, let's not drink till Vegas. I've done that for sure. But
I honestly can't. And that's the thing, too. I remember when I fucking worked for that company and they were so rah-rah. There's goal-oriented. Oh, but the goal, you know, vision boards.
Yeah.
Vision boards were good. Some of my friends make vision boards, which honestly, yeah. And
it only works for certain people, though. A vision board's not for me. If that's for you, then that's cool.
I mean, I would agree as far as application goes. But, like, visually and mentally, as far as the way your fucking brain works, that shit does work. It's the application. Like,
I don't want it.
If you... I'm okay, thanks. Vision boards are wasteful with paper.
Yeah.
Make
a
digital one.
I see them about recycling.
Yeah, well, like make a digital vision board. Put it on your background for your desktop, dude. Like,
what am I putting on there?
Whatever the fuck you want to do.
I don't want to do that.
I would say a healthy, strong person.
Wow.
But that's the thing, too. I was thinking back, and I'm a fuck when it comes to goals, expectations, follow through. Like,
but
I'm a fuck when it comes
going,
to that.
It's not a New Year's resolution, but you being gluten-free is the most consistent thing you've ever done in your
life.
Oh,
my God. Yeah, honestly.
I'm not trying to say, like, that's, like, your biggest accomplishment.
And I was thinking about it, too. I was like, damn, for so many years of my life, every time I ate, I just thought that was, like, my level
because
of normal.
Because you thought, like, oh, well, I ate too much.
I ate too much, because or there was something in that my stomach doesn't like. But I was like, I just remember asking my friends, like, what percentage of the time does your stomach hurt when you eat? And they were all like, like, none? Yeah. Like, 5% maybe? Like, if I eat, and it was always like, if I eat too much, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm talking 80% of the time. I shit my pants. Like, I shit myself.
I have a good resolution for you if you're into it.
I don't know, lay it on me.
I think you should try to take probiotics.
Mm.
That would be
get
my
back
only
on my papaya pills for sure.
I want you to take probiotics. So I just got Cecilia to do it, who's had, she was literally about to do a colonoscopy.
Yeah,
because she was worried. And I was like, I love that for you. I'm glad you're taking action. But please just, I sent her the screenshot, Target, and was like, get these. This is what I take. She went and got them. And she was like, I'm sorry for not listening to you. She's like, they're working.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm so happy for you. Like,
gut
your gut just needs some good bacteria.
Honestly.
Because some
eating
people
sauerkraut.
Doesn't, like, produce it like others, you know? You know how people say, oh, yeah, my mom has a steel stomach. My mom has a stomach of steel. Like, since, you know, my dad passed on this stomach to me. But she's good, like, no matter what. And she's in her 60s. Like, it doesn't matter what she's eats, she's good. But some people just can't, you know? And so
I also didn't think, too. My doctor was like, you need to start eating, like, kimchi, sauerkraut, like, fermented, you know, items. And that's honestly a game changer, too. I snack on ginger a lot.
Ginger's
like,
so great,
me and my fucking sushi ginger, I went and got, like, a jar of that pink ginger. I just fucking eat that.
So are you going to try probiotics?
I think so, yeah. You're not the first person. I'm sure it would behoove me. And I started my kids on probiotics, and it's been great for them. It's been really great
for
them.
That's weird. So you got evidence, and then you're evidence-based, and you're not going to try it?
Here's the thing. Here's, you know me, and I've noticed this about myself. I'm real fickle when it comes to shit that I put out. Because, yes, I'm big on manifestation. I'm telling you right fucking now, I get everything I ask for. And it's, honestly, a blessing. Sometimes a curse.
Oh, my God.
But
you
also
know how
a blessing.
Egotistical
sounded? Fucking nope. I want it. I get it. Like, it's crazy. It just finds me.
Okay,
money finds
Ariana
me.
Got
I'm telling you, dude, and this is what I'm saying right here. See that? Okay. Difference between yes, queen, like yes, we
I'm
do.
Being funny.
We ask it, we get
oh
it.
My God.
I put it out, it comes back. But the thing is I can't do this. I can't be like, I'm gonna go ahead and get that done for you. It's not gonna get done. I'm gonna go ahead and do that. I'm gonna go to the gym today. Does it? I don't go.
Yeah.
I'm so weird. If I speak it on like the shit I'm supposed to do or should do or need to get done, I don't get it done. It's it fucking fucks with me all the time to where I'm like, Amanda, stop it.
Okay,
if that's one thing
rewind.
I could change.
Yes, queen. I'm so happy.
Thank
you
so
for
much.
You.
Bitch, what do you want to manifest?
Yeah.
Ask it.
Yeah.
Like,
no, but I
we're
just
gonna
don't
have, like,
I guess I say that too.
My wedding is amazing.
In a different way, I definitely get what I want to.
I get
Let's
fucking whatever I want. And that's the power play too.
Why do
and
we get whatever we want?
Because it's a fucking. It's our vibe, dude. That's how you think the universe doesn't fucking It's frequency, baby. Put it out there. And if you're going to put the frequency in your head, guess what? That's still received by the universe. So if you're in your fucking head about your own negative bullshit, that's the fucking universe is picking that up, man. And it's just a big one. You got to, you fucking be delusional. Be delulu. I don't give a fuck.
Definitely
it works.
Fantasy world.
It works. I would actually love for some people to just, I would be curious to follow people's day in the life of. And then have them shadow me for a day and be like,
you have time for it.
I do. I got my time. I'm busy, but I got time. But yeah, so I can't really think of in my past where I was like, in 20, you know, in this year, I'm going to do this and then actually accomplished it. Because I tend to not do that. Because what happens is people fail. We fail. Yeah. We're humans. We fail. Turns out January 16th is the number one day where people fall off their fitness resolutions. January 16th. You know what I mean? So great for the enrollment, but people fall off and we fail. And then what happens is instead of being curious and forgiving and honestly like allowing that for yourself because you're human and this is a human experience, you beat the fuck out of yourself.
Yeah.
Shame, shame, shame. Guilt,
Why
guilt, guilt.
Why can everybody else accomplish this and I can't?
Yeah,
Why?
Dude, if I just would have started in November, fuck, like my bikini body would have been ready. You know what I mean? Like, and it's hard to get out of that negative spiral when you fucking fail instead of approaching it because we weren't taught to do that, right? Like failure's always been looked at as this negative with this negative glass. But like, bro, it's only a mistake if we didn't learn from it. And ultimately, you need to address that because that's a part of it. You know how they always say relapse is a part of recovery?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking falling it off is, the wagon's a part of being on the wagon. Like, you know what I mean?
You can't
like,
expect somebody not to. But I know another resolution. We could get lip fillers.
Oh, my God. No, thank you. If anything, I'm getting the fucking, ever since you mentioned it, I'm going to get the fat sucked out of my double chin.
No,
okay? I'm going to take that money and...
Your chin.
Right fucking here. But then I was thinking about the pain that I went through with lipo, and I was like, Amanda, we're gonna stick to our healthy eating. We're gonna stick to our fucking working out, and we're just gonna have a good lifestyle.
I'm so glad you didn't choose instant.
Don't get me wrong, I think about it every day, and it's
proud.
Only fucking a couple grand, and I got that. But like, it would change the dimension of my fucking face overnight.
I know what your new resolution is: stop spending money.
I have it locked away. I have to
You're
lock
still
it away.
Doing it.
But yeah, I got a little bit of money for fun, sure. And everyone's like, let's do this. And I'm like, okay,
yeah,
let's go here.
No.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, so like for New Year's resolutions, ultimately, I speak it as if it is already done. And that's the difference between manifestation and fucking right resolution and goal.
So how are we going to get like, you to accomplish things like, I'm going to get my to-do list done
today. I'm going to fucking work for RTS really, really hard. Is the difference between that and... I have a very successful podcast.
Yeah.
I'm well sought out. People love to sit and talk with me. My podcast is rich and fulfilling and thought provoking, and a lot of people listen to me. And I get to do it with my best friends, and like I just get a
cute.
That's manifesting versus I need to get content done. Fucking fuck.
Hey, can your resolution be to answer text messages faster?
Oh my God, I saw this fucking TikTok where she's like, that email, answered. That text message is responded to. That motherfucker, dealt with. Like, just, she was like, oh my God. I was like, yes, bitch. I'm so bad at that. Yeah, I could get better. I answer all my text messages in a timely manner. I answer my phone often. Yeah, I'll do that, sure.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a resolution.
I just don't like resolutions, but my goal for 2024, A goal for 2024 is that RTS makes money.
RTS fucking nets, man.
That's my number one.
RTS
hope.
Makes net money.
Continue
man.
To have fun and meet cool people and like
help
learn.
Our community.
And I love the learning aspect of learning what people do and how they feel and all of that and how they communicate.
Mm-hmm.
But let's make some money. How about that? Because we need it.
I have a very
we don't need
very,
it. We want it. Sorry.
I have a very profitable podcast.
Yeah. Like, ooh, love that.
Fucking manifest it. And I saw this fucking TikTok too, and I'll tag this creator because I think it's important to give credit where credit is due. But she was saying how typically we approach resolutions in a very broad, you know, yeah, you can do your journal. And all these statistics say when you write it down, you accomplish it more, right? When you put a visual aid to it, you're reminded. And it's honestly unconscious, subconscious, conscious.
Don't even say unconscious. It's gave me the biggest.
It's a conscious of sorts. And but yeah, so your brain is just wired right, and then when you're thinking that way, again, it's a fucking frequency you're putting out. So that's why when you write down your goals, you're forced to truly and consciously put them pen to paper, and your brain is now focused on these goals. And so you're thinking about them more frequently than you would if you were just like, oh, I want to lose weight. You in a specific, and that's not actually the SMART goals, specific, measurable, actionable, you know, time sensitive, all that shit. That's actually not the way to do it. Mm. It's not the way to do it. But that was another TikTok. But you back to this original TikTok. Go for it.
Oh, sorry. You know what would be a good, like, a goal that you could be, like, that's plausible, right? Rather than someone saying, because think about it, all the resolutions are lose weight. Most of them are. Be healthier.
Generalized. Some version of that.
So get a gym membership.
Get stronger. Eat healthier. Yeah.
They always are going to write, I want to lose 30 pounds. Mm-hmm. And coming from someone that is overweight, I don't even think that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even care how much I weigh anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I'm honestly so over it. It's all about how you feel. I feel better. I can work out.
Fit better. I'm stronger.
Yeah. Like, who cares anymore? But mm-hmm. I think it's really hard for people to get to that because of society.
And you want to be specific, right? Absolutely. And I think that's the way, too, is like having gains in the gym. So, like, I think it is important to have, like, personal best, mm-hmm. your maxes, you know, just what your PRs are. So that way you can see, holy shit, like, I could barely curl fucking 17.5 mm-hmm. when I came in here, and I'm fucking curling 35s. That's crazy. Like, look at me. And just, I think of that, too, like, when I'm playing volleyball, and I'm like, holy, like, I come down, and I'm like, fuck, dude, I'm strong. Look at this. Like, this is
That's
great.
That's how I see it, is when I play softball, and I'm freaking more agile and running the bases, and I'm
Are
not
you
out
fucking
of breath.
Snag a grounder?
That's my
and
favorite
you're like,
thing. Did I tell you Kayla got me a new custom glove for Christmas?
You didn't send me a picture, but yeah,
it has
told
Kobe's
me
number in the inside. It's fucking sick. I have a picture.
That's interesting. A basketball player in a
It's Kobe, dude.
In a glove.
Kobe's my life. Like, he's the inspiration of your life of sports. It doesn't matter if it's basketball or anything.
His application.
Which Kobe number?
24.
Okay.
No, I like Kobe. Number 8 better, but. Kayla knows 24. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's young.
That's a good gift. Fucking.
And it's purple and white.
I'll finish my tangent.
Yeah,
Kayla's
sorry.
a great gift giver. Yeah, but fucking Kayla. She was like, thank you so much for the Christmas gift. No homo. No, she's like, I said no homo. She's like, I appreciate you so much. I love you. I was like, dude, I fucking love you. No homo. She's like, actually, all the homo. I was like, little homo.
I didn't know
I'm talking to a girl right now. Reminds me of Kayla. And I'm like, I don't know if I should go down this road. Fuck,
you might fall in
we
love.
We getting married in 7 years. I don't know, bitch. But everything she's saying to me right now,
me
I'm like, oh,
like
my God,
picture.
Dude. I'm trying not to fall in love right now.
Meanwhile,
back to the Resolution Ranch.
Your creator on TikTok.
This creator on TikTok actually had a pretty good, I think I might try it. I don't know. She goes, instead of approaching it as this grandiose thing, like, here are the things that I want to accomplish. She goes, me and my friends took a different approach to it. We broke it down by month. And she's like, for example, January, I really just want to focus on health and wellness specifically. She goes, I broke it out health and wellness and food because those are definitely two big parts of health. But she goes, January, health, meaning I'm booking all my doctor appointments for the year. I'm taking care of my dental, my vision, my hearing, because I forget. My kids will be booked out for all their appointments, and I'll be like, shit, it's been 3 years since I've had my vagina checked. Like, holy shit. So she goes, I literally sit down, I call my doctors, I get me on the books, because if it's scheduled, I'll go, and I take care of my health overall like that, and I plan myself out, because you got to book it sometimes months in the future.
Right.
So I get all my doctor appointments checked, and I kind of check in on myself, like, if you want to measure yourself, weigh yourself in, write down your PRs, great time for that. But she goes, ultimately, my goal is mindfulness of my body and the connection from my head to my body. So January, that's going to be my focus. And she was like, February is more of my mental game. So I really want to start amping myself up, and I'm going to, like, make sure my Audible account's set up right so I can have a downloaded book, a month. I'm going to join a book club so I keep accountable. But, like, breaking out your months and, like, choosing a goal for the month rather than overarching over 12 months, I want to get these 6 things done. And the way she broke it out, I was like, that's actually, that makes a lot of sense. Like,
No, that's kind of cool listening to it. Just like thinking of like making sure my Audible subscription is good. Like, yeah, no one would ever say that.
So that I can fucking consume anything I want to consume. You know what I mean? And budget for that appropriately. Mm-hmm. I was like, that actually makes a lot more sense. But I got to call my fucking doctor. Because the last time I talked to my doctor, she told me I was vitamin D deficient and fucking changed my life. Can I do that little side tangent? If there's one thing I took away from this year, it was a lot. But don't fucking sleep on vitamin D, dude.
Vitamins in general.
Vitamins in general. And here's the thing that gets me. And I fucking talk about this a lot. But I have a TikTok drafted because I was like feeling myself the other day. I was in the shower. I was having a hard day. I was being a mean mommy. And even Brandon was like, I did not deserve the way you fucking talked to me. Like, mm-hmm. I, like, check yourself, girl, because, like, the way you came at me was out of the blue, and I don't know where this is coming from. And I'm in the fucking shower just like, fuck everyone. And I was like, why am I so upset right now? Like, yeah. And I was like, when was the last time I took vitamin D? I was like, shit, I didn't pick up my script. So it's been almost 2 weeks.
I've been trying to pick up that script for
you. I take 50,000 IUs once a week, and I've been doing that since my doctor said, your vitamin D is through the fucking floor. We need to get you extra strength vitamin D and ASAP, and you need to take it with K12 or K2 so that your guts absorb it. And your guts need to stop being inflamed from the gluten for you to absorb this. Here's the thing you got to understand is halfway through this year, I was literally crying because I was like, I think I have to bid adieu and almost mourn the loss of my quote-unquote old self. My glass is half full. I'm so happy-go-lucky. Mm-hmm. I'm a lucky girl. That mentality was out the door, and I literally was like, I don't feel like myself, and the hard part is I don't think I'm going to be able to come back. Like, spiral, spiral, spiral. I was having intrusive thoughts. They weren't winning, but they were there. And it was getting dark for a pattern there. And it would be weird. It'd be this ebb and flow of like really dark, dark thoughts and me being fucking mean.
Mean.
I wouldn't shower, wasn't taking care of myself. The energy, I was tired all the time. Mm. I was just fucking not nice. And then she goes, vitamin D. On the third week of taking vitamin D, I literally, remember, I was
like,
I joined a gym today.
I know.
I have energy. I live in abundance. Like, and then I was looking at the correlation between the lack of vitamin D and depression, and it is a big fucking correlation. And the crazy part is 2 years prior, my psychiatrist was like, here's a fucking script for antidepressants. Yeah. There you go. Not how's your blood work? Mm-hmm. Where are your vitamin levels at?
Oh, let's not get on
Never
that,
a holistic
please.
Approach, right? Yeah. And she literally, if there's one thing I took away from that PCP, she was like, honey, your vitamin D. Yes, your cholesterol's through the roof. That'll work itself out. It's fine. Your vitamin D is dangerously low. And I was like, I cannot believe that my whole life, I probably, and even when I was pregnant, I bet you my fucking vitamin D was just low.
I bet that's when it started.
She said,
your kids probably
you
took
need to be
vitamins.
Between 35 and 40. I was at 16. And she was like, oh my God, that same day she wrote me a fucking, she's like, go get this fucking today. And it took me a few days to even go pick up my script.
I know.
And I just am telling you right now, if you got the sads and you're feeling out of body about it, and honestly, like that, I think the crazy part is too, is I was driving and I had an intrusive thought, which they come in and you're just like, oh, silly girl, we're not going to drive off of the road. Like, put that intrusive thought away. I literally was like, yeah, but we could. And I was like, okay, like, you know. And also, I found myself too planning, like not planning, you know, but putting a little bit more thought and intent to running away. That used to be a big, big thing of mine. It's just fucking signing a $100,000 check over to be and fucking bailing. And that's just not me. You know what I mean? And so I just remember having these thoughts again when I was really, really depressed and I was on antidepressants. And I was like, I don't want to go back on antidepressants, dude. And I started taking that vitamin D. And on the third week, and I notice when I go a week without, if I forget a week or I'm a few days without, you know, taking my weekly vitamin D, it comes back. And I was in the shower. I was like, holy shit. And I go and I fucking pop 50,000 IUs. And I literally, within hours, I was like, oh, okay. Sorry, kids. I'm so sorry. Mommies.
Mommy struggles with routine. And I need my vitamin D.
I forgot to reload my pills. And I'm just so sorry. And Dominic was like, he called me the fire lady off of Elemental. And I was like, yeah, buddy, I'm sorry, man. I was like, I'm going to work on that. If you can work on you, I'm going to work on me, buddy. I'm sorry. I take my vitamin D. Like, it's literal life or death because, quite frankly, it is. And I'm just like, the fact that doctors aren't like, oh, you're depressed. Let's get your blood work done. Let's see where your fucking vitamin D is. Let's see where your iron is at. Oh, you're tired all the time. Oh, you have no energy all the time. Let's see where the fuck you are on that. And so that's my fucking PA. That's the biggest takeaway from this year.
Does that mean public announcement?
Yeah. Don't fucking sleep on one vitamin D, but also don't sleep on your numbers, man. You need to get your numbers checked.
Did you want to try probiotics now?
I think probiotics will be my 2024 addition.
I take probiotics, vitamin D. My only prescription in life that is recent that has changed my life is my prescription allergy pill.
Yeah.
That has changed the last few months of 2023 for me. And then I will take the Bye Bye Bloat. That's the same brand as probiotics, but I only do that once in a while, right? But a woman makes it. That's how I feel too.
Your vitamins, you know, all that. And then water. Alkaline water. I'm going
coffee,
to this place.
Then water.
I'm so, yeah, coffee. Water's in coffee. I'm going to this place off of fucking, I think, Fairview that has, you go and get all your numbers and fucking shit tested, and they alkaline the water based off of what your body needs. They give you your perfect water.
Where is this and where
it's
are you
off? Going? So it's, down, is it Garrett? No, Garrity. What the fuck? State. So State, going all the way down, like where that Walmart, where Uncle Giuseppe's.
Oh, yeah.
That Albertson, it's in that fucking lot. Shout out to Uncle Giuseppe's, bro.
Are you going to that?
I'm going to that probably with B, because it was like a thing we talked about, and he was like, I found the spot. Also this Friday, this next Friday, I have booked with fucking Quince a deprivation chamber, which I'm super excited to try.
What is that?
Fucking new year, new me. Let's find out. So deprivation chamber is a... And if you're claustrophobic, probably not your vibe, but essentially a container full of water where it is completely soundproof, and you float in it. So you have a weightless effect, and it's also the sound now to where when you're in there for like 3 or 4 minutes, you fucking hear your heartbeat, your blood moving through your veins, and they only sell it in 90 minute increments. And I was like, fuck, after 5 minutes floating, I'm gonna be like, holy shit. I got 55 more minutes in this head. Like, oh God. Like,
how do you get out if you want
to
get out?
There's a way to get you out, right? It's just a capsule. It's almost like an large egg-shaped capsule.
I know what you're talking about.
But no music, dude, and you're fucking floating. You're just barely, just only your face is hanging out of the water. So I'm excited for that. I'm gonna try it out and see what it's like. I also want to do a few more. I've been just looking a lot, and we follow this guy on our Instagram who does a lot of ice baths, you know.
I have wanted to do a cold plunge.
Yeah, cold plunge is our vibe, honestly. And there's like all those studies that show the amount of times that you go into cold water and hot water within the week. Like truly, truly, your health and wellness will thank you. But cold, it's a mental game. But after the first 3 minutes, like I think it's after the first like minute and a half, because I unknowingly used to do this in college and I fucked up my knee. I would fully submerge. And honestly, I did feel great after. I didn't realize the effects. But I want to cold plunge a little bit more. I want to go. Like, the hard part is me and my mom had this thing scheduled for Greece in September with this other mom and daughter. Yeah. And we were going to book our tickets. And, like, everything is just happening right now overseas. They're advising Americans not to travel internationally right now. It's not a vibe. Like, our world is not... is not suitable for a trip to Greece in September.
What do you mean? I haven't heard about this.
What the fuck do you mean? What do I mean? As far as what's happening in Gaza, like with the people of Palestine.
Oh, okay.
And ultimately, though, just the terrorism that's happening all over the world specifically, but it's creeping into Europe, you know, Eastern Europe, and there's a lot of things going on when it comes to traveling and your connecting flights and all that. But as an American, ill advised to travel right now. It's not, and they're actually saying
go to Mexico
pretty much all of 2020, halfway of 2024.
Mexico's
fine. We'll walk across there. Yeah. There's actually 2 million people trying to walk from Mexico into the United States right now, which is interesting. All this to say, though, ill advised for Americans to travel right now.
I'm glad and you're honestly, following like, it, because I could see you being like, it would be fine. I'll
I
be
literally
fine.
Was like, okay, guys, but like, can we book it and then just like see what happens?
Then
like,
cancel it, yeah.
And or we can just pay to get it pushed back, or like, and they were like, no, as in, I don't think we're gonna go. And I'm like, you don't understand. I got lipo for this trip, okay? Like, I'm gonna be in a thonkini in Greece. And then my mom's like, Amanda, come on. Like, and I was like, you're fucking right. Like, stand with the people of Palestine. You're right. You're right. So like
wear a thong bikini in Vegas for my bachelorette. I'm going to. How about that?
So it'd be disheartening, but like honestly, first world problems. And I was just thinking about that because like every other thing on my fucking feed is like people just don't have it. You know, that's like the least of their worries is not traveling.
See
to
how
fucking
a
Greece.
Fantasy land I'm in? I'm like, why can't you go to Greece?
What do you mean? What's happening? And you're not alone, dude.
I'm not trying to be rude.
You're not
I
alone.
Just...
But that was my biggest thing. A lot of people's thing is like, travel. 2024, I'm going to travel. It's the year of travel. Yeah. You absolutely can do that. You know also where I've never been? Fucking Glacier National Park. You know where else I've never fucking been? Like, I'm trying to think. Like, haven't been to, honestly. I've been to parts of Yellowstone, but I was super little. I don't really remember that. Like, literally, I've never been to Canada. Like, I've never been
to Disney World.
I've never been to Disney World. Like, there's a lot of places in my backyard I've never been, and I'm happy to do that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm hop, skip, and a jump.
You know what I can't wait for until your kids will appreciate Disney World?
Oh, the fuck. He always asked me that, too. Dom's like, can we go to Disney? I was like, abso-fucking-lutely not. Are you fucking kidding?
You know
the cost to go to Disneyland,
you know,
bro? We're going to Tahiti before we go to fucking Disneyland.
You should look at him and be like, talk to Auntie Val, and I will fucking go.
You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to fuck a hustle Yaya right now for a fucking gaming thing. And I was like, you shut that down right now, bro. But all this to say, ask Auntie Val if you want
to
do that.
If you
want to
go to Disneyland.
I'm not getting there.
Yeah, I'll go.
I don't support that. Sorry. Like, whatever. And you're fucking little. You can't ride on half the shit anyway.
That's
shut
what I'm
up.
Saying. I'm waiting till they can go.
Yeah. It's
to
just to
actually
me, it's
be
not
like, wow, this is great.
The same cost for a fucking,
whatever.
Like,
it's
going
a
to a
childhood
different
experience. It's like believing in Santa Claus. Believing in freaking.
Anyways. If you want to take my kids to Disney, I'm not going to say no. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you're
but
not invited now.
They're
going
to be such a my mom never take me to Disneyland.
I don't think I'd go to Disney World, though. It's too much. I'd go
it's
to
so
Anaheim.
Much. Yeah. I think at the end of the day, though, like, moving forward into the new year, and I honestly, I was talking to my fucking friend about this last night, and I was literally like, dude, I sometimes get this, I get such bad eco anxiety just about our world and the way, the state of the world, and like, how much I can and cannot control and what I can't do, right? That I get paralyzed in making a decision, and I hate making fear-based decisions because it's just not the way. You should never make a fear-based decision. If you're going to make that decision, it's the wrong decision. You got to wait till you're at peace with this, right? But I get stuck because I have this money in the bank, and I had an initial plan, right? I had an initial agenda to get this done. And then the more I'm sitting back, the more I'm like, we were talking this, you sent me a fucking quadplex the other day. Perfect. Perfect place to, like, invest in real estate. And I'm, like, looking at it, and I'm, like, why am I not excited? Like, this is perfect. This is what I've been looking for. And I'm over here, like, yeah, but this next year might fucking go to shit. And instead of, like, you know, trying to invest in my kids' future wealth and, like, real estate and shit, why don't we be present? Should I be fucking dropping $100,000 on a quadplex or a fucking bunker? Like, that's literally where I'm at right now. And I'm trying not to get paralyzed in this fear. And I was like, I need to start my new year with a fucking social media cleanse because my algorithm is scary right now.
What I would like to say to that as how I live in a fantasy world, but I cannot tell you how many times I've heard that.
I know. We're fucking Y2K babies. Are you kidding me?
I think the world's going to go to shit soon. We say that every year, basically. And I just think
this year's really
bad. It could. No, but it could go to shit. But you can't base your decisions of what you want to do and where you want to live off of that.
Right.
Because if we get fucking nuclear bombed, we're dying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a overnight thing. Yeah. I think it's going to be a slow, steady decline, right? And the hard, the peaceful, I think the peaceful thought is like, whatever's after this is so much better than whatever this is. So that's peace. I'm not scared of dying. I'm scared of the
and
thing.
You always said, like, but what's the point of surviving, like, something like that? If you went into a bunker and came back out, like, what are you going to do?
I saw that Reddit that was like, I don't know why y'all who are in post-apocalyptic shows have such a strong will to live.
Yeah,
like
why?
Fucking, I'm out. Like, are you kidding? What's there to live for? And I'm over here like, yeah, I guess. You know, that looks
miserable.
You'd
be hunting for food and
hunting,
like,
yeah, every
I don't,
fucking day.
No thanks.
But at the end of the day, like, yeah, I don't know. And it just makes me sad
and
for my kids.
Not even that. You could be enslaved by the Russians or the Chinese. You want to live like that too? Because I don't. I'm just saying that's what would happen in this next thing. We would be taken over, and see, I don't even follow fuck politics, but that's what would happen. We would be taken over by a different country, and we would be in something like that. Why would I want to do that?
I don't know. And that's where
you
I
have
get.
A curfew. Like, you need to be home by
God
10.
Damn. Like, I don't know why. And then I keep coming back to my tiny home on a little chunk of land. And I'm like, God, no, that still keeps bringing me peace, dude. That's bringing me warm happiness and butterflies. Like, I think that's the route I still got to go. I'm still on it. And
can
I
you
think
buy
about
land and I'll build a custom home and we are separated.
I fucking think about that all the time. And I just hate the fact that only like, I really do. And I literally was like, I could take this $100,000. And I could tell my parents, quit your fucking jobs. They still have less than 10 years to retire. Quit your fucking job. Let's liquidate everything in your house. Sell your fucking house and let's fucking move. Let's move to Iceland. Let's fucking get out of here, dude. Like, let's get out of here. And no fucking way would they. And so I'm like, I gotta buy land here. You know what I mean? But I don't want to be here. It's getting scary, dude. And I also want.
Oh, you're so dramatic right now.
It's the eco anxiety, and that's something too. We should bring Christina on to talk a little bit more in depth because she's helped me work through some of
maybe
my eco anxiety.
Maybe we should talk about let's not make decisions off of fear.
Yeah, we can't. Exactly. Yeah. I'm saying, and it's really hard. Sometimes I get in that really bad spiral.
If you
want
to buy property, buy fucking property.
Just follow your gut. Yeah. I just got to follow my gut. And honestly, the more I come back to it, the more I'm like, you need to buy land and put your little home on there and fucking have your little chickadees, have your chickens, steal like 4 of your mom's
goats. All the dogs that we could have.
My mom could live on the land and fucking have 20 fucking dogs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, overall, too, I just think it's important, you know, in summation, for this new year.
We went very off track.
We did a little bit. Thanks for sticking with us, guys. This is fucking in my brain.
Make a New Year's resolution if you want to.
If you want to.
Yeah.
But honestly, the takeaways are maybe come at it a different approach. If you've never done a vision board, try it.
No.
If you want to do it month by month, have a separate, you know, separate focus each per month, let's do that. Or just set like goals ultimately, but it is important for you to write them down. Oh my God, I think I did write some down now that I think about
what?
It. I think I wrote down some of the things I wanted to do, but I can't remember because I switched from iPhone to Samsung this year and everything's lost. So I did write down some shit.
Oh.
I'm going to find it.
Okay.
That's funny. I did write down some shit. But ultimately, too, is it's never too late to reinvent yourself. Mm-hmm. There's no rules that say you can't. And if you're fucking stuck in this life and you want a different one, fucking do it. Because do it. And if you find yourself coveting or being jealous of those people, especially online, dude, when you're watching, like, fucking fashion vloggers or, like, travel vloggers and you're just like, fucking, what are they fucking doing? You find yourself little fucking shit getting all nasty about it because it's fucking coming from a place of jealousy.
Yeah,
if you want to
do it.
You want to do it? Go do it. Go do it because you're going to die soon. So go do it. But ultimately, when you fail, let us approach that with curiosity and let us be graceful to ourselves. And that was, I think, a big takeaway, too, from my counseling this year was like, let us not be so critical of ourselves. Let us fill with curiosity. I wonder why I do that. And ultimately, just picking yourself up and that positive mental talk is a big one because your body's absorbing all of that negative frequency. If you're calling yourself a piece of shit, that's what you're manifesting, dude. You're a piece of shit. But yeah, I like to be like, I am always on time. I am always prompt. I'm always early. Mm. I'm always prepared.
I don't lie to others.
I pay my bills on time. I don't lie to others about where I'm at.
Yep.
I share my location with my
friends.
See,
that's why I'm so happy because I always tell myself how amazing I am. That's really what it is. I've really figured it out.
Difficult to be friends with.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's your life. So go fucking live it. I hope everyone
has a 2024.
You
know what? If you don't want to better yourself, don't.
I don't fucking care. It's your life, dude. I don't fucking care. And that's another thing too because I fix people. I'm a fixer.
Yeah.
And that's where I look at my guys. I'm like, oh, does he need to be fixed? Sign me up.
You want me to pay your rent? I'll do it.
You want me to fucking work and you
hey,
just...
Maybe you holler at her.
Honestly, I'm a sugar mama in the make. I'm trying to change that habit of me, but I'm a fucking fix it, right? Let's fix you instead of fixing myself, right? And it's a great, beautiful distraction, especially with the opposite sex. Like, it's so easy for me to do that. And it takes a while, and I still have nasty little tendencies. But approaching that part of myself with curiosity.
I got you.
What you want? So it to me is this. Just being a little very, very gracious. I will say, like, with counseling, like, that has helped me out so much. And honestly, like, psilocybin. Like, I'll come back to mushrooms. It was just, like, the self-forgiveness and allowing that and not being so fucking mean.
Yeah.
I was fucking mean to myself. And now I'm like, God, I don't talk to myself like that at all anymore. Holy
shit.
That
was the take from this. Vitamin D.
Vitamin D. You want to kill yourself? Vitamin D.
Zinc. Elderberry. All that.
Hate your life. Vitamin D.
Elderberry and vitamin C. Sorry.
But, I mean, ultimately, you know, take care of you. You got your body. You got your mind. You need to take care of it. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. What's our song today?
Our song today is called New Year, New... Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Our song today is called 2024.
This my year. This my motherfucking year. This is by Moncrief and Judge. Moncrief, M-O-N-C-R-I-E-F-F, and Judge. The song's called Serial Killer. The interesting thing about this artist is... B picked this up. He's like, listen to this song. And when we were first listening to this song, I was like, this song fucking hits. Like, this song's fire.
It's pretty good.
So he goes on his rabbit hole. He's like, who's fucking Moncrief and Judge? So he goes down. Honestly, and I don't think this guy will ever hear this podcast, but if he fucking does, your other stuff, shit, man. I don't know. This Serial Killer, fire. And then we go listen to his other albums, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what happened? So I think this is one of his newer releases, and also he's a feature on here. He's doing it with another artist, with Judge. So I don't know what happened there.
That's not very nice.
It's fucking Real Talk. Real Talk Sundays, your other stuff didn't compete with this.
That's
because
his
and you
crap.
Go listen when you go listen to it, though, you can tell the difference.
I'm just messing with
he
you.
He fucking came
care.
In on this.
That.
And then the other shit, I was like, where's the soul? Like, where is it? Where'd it go? But ultimately, Serial Killer by Moncrief and Judge. Happy fucking New Year.
Happy New Year.
You know, vibes. Love, peace, and chicken grease.
Girl, something like a poison. The way you hit, you got me frozen. I love you. You say you hate me in the morning. Could take my life without a warning. But I know it ain't true. 'Cause I'm addicted. The taste of your blood red lips, and you sink in your fingertips. I tighten the noose when I'm with you. I could never. Touch you, but you're cutthroat. My own American psycho. And your love's a drug, it takes me so high. Lights go down and you break back. And you can find her on the wall path. And she's not the same in the daylight. But I'm addicted. Taste of your blood red lips, and you sink in your fingertips. I don't want the truth when I'm with you. I could never let you lose. My lover is a serial killer, but she don't need no trigger. 'Cause I know she's heartless, but she stole my heart. alive. Alive. But that's what makes me feel alive.